Residents and environmental activists are concerned about plans to expand a solid waste permit in Albany's South End. Waste Management operates a transfer station at the Port of Albany. The company is applying to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation for a permit modification that would add municipal solid waste to the list of the acceptable materials processed at the facility. South End resident Dom Calcellaro is a former common counselor who is leading the fight against trucking more garbage in.
Currently, the transfer station can only accept construction and demolition debris or recyclables or other dry, what they call dry material waste. So MSW or processable waste, or really a common phrase, it's really just garbage, is what they would be picking up in front of people's houses, you know, in your normal garbage pickup, and they would bring it to the facility. It would be dumped on a cement floor out of the garbage trucks and then bulldozed or lifted by some type of construction equipment onto tractor trailers. And then they would load up the tractor trailers, which hold about three of these dump trucks full of garbage. And then they would trip the trailers probably out to the landfill.
Calcellaro has issues with the proposal.
These trailers can sit on site for up to 7 days. It's organic waste. It's, you know, baby diapers and adult underwear and who knows what else is in there, food scraps. And there's no odor control in the building. They're proposing as the sole odor control mechanism, automatic doors that would open and close as these garbage trucks go in and out of the facility. And we're talking up to about 165 to 170 garbage trucks a day. And that facility can hold up to 749 tons of waste a day.
Calcellaro says South End residents, who are mostly people of color and or low income, are outmatched against corporations such as Waste Management. He says the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation should not approve the amendments. Former Sierra Club President Aaron Mayer.
It's always the economic path of least resistance. And so when you look at why it's not a waste transfer station doesn't exist or sit up there next to Colony Center or, you know, out there by Latham Farms or up in Clifton Park. Well, these zip codes, you got to look at everything from wealth, race, and class. So people there have the money, means, and are very much likely to be aware that siting for traceable waste by massive tonnage will alter negatively the community that's adjacent and adjoining it, number one. Number two, it will adversely affect your property values, but equally and more importantly, it will and has the risk of affecting your health. Specifically, there's runoff from these things. There are vectors like crows, rats, and other rodents start to flood into these places and spaces.
Calcellaro is appealing to the Albany Common Council and the Albany County Legislature to pass resolutions opposing the proposal. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos says the agency is totally committed to the health and welfare of every resident of the Albany South End.
And we'll continue to engage the community on any project that could impact the neighborhood, especially this one. This is an environmental justice community. That means that our review must be informed by enhanced input from the public. So we've required Waste Management to hold a community meeting so that all residents have the chance to speak up, and I certainly encourage all of them to do so. If the application progresses, we'll subject it to a rigorous review process that includes public input at every available step. Right now, we're in the midst of reviewing all of the application materials, and we've acquired additional information from the company. Ultimately, we'll take into account community input and subject the application to all state and federal standards, including the state's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, or CLCPA.
A spokesperson for Waste Management says the company understands that a proposal like this needs to be carefully scrutinized due to its location, and has taken significant steps to mitigate any potential issues, in addition to a community benefits package for both the city and the community, as well as potential career opportunities. 2 2-hour public hearings hosted by Waste Management that were to have been held virtually on April 29 have been postponed. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.